So welcome back to Office Hours for the second time that we've attempted to record this. If you lose my audio, do let me know. Otherwise, we'll just keep going. So firstly, before I get to questions, a couple of announcements. I want to sort of explore adding additional segments to this show, or podcast, whatever you want to call it. One of those being of our team want to host Office Hours themselves, but are not quite sure about it. So I'm inviting them along to come to my Office Hours, and we'll do some questions on that theme for the week. First person that's likely to do that is Bob the Good. Bob the Good is our finance guy. I always end up belittling roles when I mention them. Like Crowbar, I called the Keeper of Colors or something, which is like such a minuscule part of their amazing job. But yeah, Bob looks after all our finances and money and stuff like that. Their job is to sort of help make us actually profitable so I can, you know, buy lots of cheese. So they'll be coming along when I get the announcement out so that you can get sort of finance questions into your head. I'll be moderating and they'll allow, they'll answer what they can. Keeper of the Colors is a great title, but like, it makes like, if you look at it, it's like, hey, Chroma, can I have a color? And they're like, blue. Hey, Chroma, can I have another color? Yellow. It's just a bit silly. I got Doug on my lap today as well. That's cute. So Doug also says hi from Office Hours. I also want to kind of do shout out of the week, but I missed doing shout out of the week last week, and I think like the week before or whatever. Basically, shout out of the week was meant to go to the Rin, Earthmark, Gordley and Gray. I've forgotten the last one. Fantastic people at the BLFC convention. I just forgot to shout out them. So thank you so much for all the work that you do to the community there and the well-stocked suite that I've made use of. I will contribute money next time. Maybe a tip jar would also help so I could just like grab money and shove it in a jar and feel less guilty. I ate like 3 muffins and I felt bad. I'm like, I know you guys have got like 20 muffins, but I ate 3. Anyway, so that's the announcement's over. I realized if I change things around a bit, you can get dog cam. Anyone interested in dog cam? Grayson, that's the one. Thank you so much. I knew it was Gray something, but I'd forgotten the suffix. Dog cam sounds lovely. Let me see what we can do. I took the webcam down off of the top of my monitor because of things like dog cam. So there we go. See if this just works. Does, although I don't really know why. All right, there's dog cam. Watch the like audience like jump straight up. It's like, dog cam, I'm gonna get in there. And yeah, I'm wearing a bathrobe. It's kind of cold in here, and I'm a cheap skate, so I'm wearing like a zip up sweater and a bathrobe to stay. All right, now that we've got dog cam and those announcements out, let's get on to those questions. Shadow says, first of all, how's your day? My day is amazing anytime this dog is anywhere near me. Like, take a look at the off-topic Prime's dog thread. You'll just see, like, all sorts of photos. It's just like, aw, dog. My day is just awesome because dog. Dog's looking out the window over my... That's the window there. That sort of, like, bright afterlife glow over there. That's the window. Secondly, you see that Fruits is tinkering with the settings rewrite. Are you working on something currently? You can kind of see what I'm working on now. This isn't a roadmap. It's sort of more like... what we're working on, which I know sounds like a roadmap, but I promise you it's not. So now I'm sharing my screen and dog cam, so distractions, pocket sand, enjoy. If you come up here to, let's figure out how you get here without showing anything I shouldn't be showing. Resonite dash issues. No, yellow dog on the front, right? Yeah, that'll do it. We'll go via there. Right, so if you come up to Resonite Issues and you go to Projects and then you go Issue Tracking here, I can get you a link to this as well. You'll see there's a bunch of columns here. Now, Shifty has made all of these. She's done a great job, but there are quite a lot to go through. Most of these because they're meant for us to take a look at what needs to happen. But if you go along to Feature Stroke Enhancements, you'll see a more sort of Kanban-style board, and you'll see In Progress is like, at least I'm trying to make it everything that we're currently working on that's a feature. Again, it's not a roadmap. It's just like, hey, we're doing this stuff. Hope the stuff is useful. So you'll see I'm doing Wiki. I'm doing CI for common dependencies. And then Fruits is doing the restructure settings UI. Gaines is working a lot more than that, but that's the only one that's in here. Hence, it's not, you know, it's not a roadmap, etc. And then system. That board isn't public? Oh. Cool. I'll make a public board. We'll see what's going on. I thought it was public. Doesn't matter. There's nothing like secret on here. It's all part of the same doobly doo. Oh yeah, there's a padlock right there. I'll sort something out. Anyway, stop streaming before I inevitably leak something else. This is where you're like, you leaked something? It's like, no, I don't think so. Anyway, let's move on to additional questions. So yeah, I'm doing CICD. You can see the inanity of that in the YDMS open source discussion thread, where Sundario lied to me and they were wrong, and they should feel very bad about that. But we'll get onto some more conventional questions. Dog's falling asleep. This is great. Scrolling up. What are your thoughts on spatial variables? Do you think they reach the same popularity? That feature, when Fruks initially pitched it to me, I got kind of confused because I was like, well, can't you just do like character pair into dynamic variables? But they explained, you know, it's more than that. There is a feature that is going to be great. It will also have overlap with dynamic variables, and in some cases that might be problematic is the wrong word, but like confusing about which you should choose is what I mean. Like the world color thing for music playing, some people will end up using dynamic variables, some people will end up using spatial variables. A good distinction on that would be, hey, maybe the color changing parts of your outfit only light up when you're on the dance floor. You could create a dance floor spatial volume and have the volume go into that. It also might make things like swimming pools, etc., easier. We do have character collider locomotion modifiers, but those don't really work with volumes that you're going through in the sort of swimming world. They might, I just don't think anyone's tried them. What's up, dog? You okay? All right, intermission whilst dog decides what they want to do with their life. Enjoy those dog elbows. Okay, and then dog booty. Yep, dog booty. Dog booty. Let's take a look through. There will be a tutorial on spatial variables, of course, when they exist. Lex says, what would be a good place to ask about the team's social media? Hey, sniff this. You could ask it here if you've got questions. I can answer them. I can also redirect you to the appropriate place. We don't really have like a social media plan or like strategy right now, and we really do need one. Like, I don't want us to go like full Wendy's where we like, you know, pretend we're a person and start like having beef with other fast food joints, we'll see what we can do. If you've got specific questions, do let me know. Electronus is a bit of general software development question. How do a dev team make sure that bugs get their time in the limelight? If you only ever want for large bugs, or more important, that small things would never get fixed. There is a bit of a problem with that. That is part of, I say part because like we all work together on it, but it's sort of part of what Shifty's doing. She's going through and assigning priorities to things and making sure that people know you can't eat the keyboard. I know there's lots of smelly stuff on it. That's because, you know, never eat into your keyboard. Just don't. You do it once and your keyboard is never the same. Look, we're about to do like a dog butthole reveal. Can we not do that, dog? Come on. Oh, okay, you're going on the floor. Dog cams over. He wriggled. Moving on to actual questions. We're very sidetracked. Let's take a look. What have we got here? Okay, so we're talking about that and the dev team. Oh, the bugs one. Yeah, so Shifty's taking a look at sort of adding priority to things so that we know what's going on. If there's anything critical, Shifty will flag it quite loudly so that we know that we need to address that particular item. Beyond that, it is going to be sort of more building the workflow that we have. We don't have a good workflow right now that allows us to go through that regularly or figure it out. So it is a bit sort of pick and mix now, which reminds me, every single time you see me randomly pick up, or when you see Fruks randomly pick up a bug and you're like, why that one today? I want you to imagine a stack of plates where the plates represent our day, our travel through life. And sometimes one of the bugs appears to you in a dream, or, you know, you just come across it and it's just like, today, that plate, whatever color, shape it is, it fits my stack of plates perfectly and I can handle it. And that's why you'll sometimes see really random bugs just being picked up, because it's like, hey, that'll take me 5 minutes. I've had a bad day, you know, haven't made much progress on the large ticket items. I'm going to go ahead and do some small ticket items. Anyway, moving forwards, Peach Clover says, has the render transform override crash been fixed? No. Voidpaw says, should we consider using Stack Exchange for technical questions so that Resonite Wisdom doesn't get siloed in Discord forums? I find it very hard to find information when it's not indexed by search engines. Up to you. We have no plans of running a Stack Exchange yet. June Sekai says, update on getting Geens' previous office hours added into your site. when I can get around to it. It's still quite manual. It might fall into the sort of processing for this one. Otherwise, when I can get around to it. Alex says, can locales be pull requested that got bugs work around like this? No, absolutely not. One of the problems that we have with localization is that in some places we need strings to be of a fixed length. And sometimes that goes out the window in different languages where the words are longer. So like German, more complicated terms in German tend to be a little bit longer. That isn't just picking German out of, you know, for any reason other than randomly I know that its stuff is a little bit longer in some. But no, that is not a good way. The bug that you're referring to is like very easy to fix. It's just not the right plate for my stack today. Afterall says, will the office hours be moved to a subdomain of Resonite's main website? It's a bit different because like some office hours are just MP3 files dropped in. Some are going to the YouTube and then some are going to my site. I do think that we need like a standardized way of doing it. We just can't really figure that out right now. And I don't want to sit there and think about it. So I'm just going to keep using my tooling that I've got. When I have time, I might look at a more permanent solution, or when someone sufficiently nags me on the team to sort of say, like, why are they still on the site? I built this cool website on subdomain.resonite.com. Then I'll move them over there. Like, right now I have no better plan, so I'm just going to keep shoving them where they go. And if that changes, I'll let you know. I'm also hesitant to continue moving it because it's moved like 3 or 4 times already. Alexa says, okay, social media question. With individuals who are posting places like announcements, updates, and especially Devlog also post a similar? Yeah, we need to get better at doing that. For Frooks, it might just be that they don't realize or they're busy at the time, so that's why their announcements go in. I was actually just talking about this with the team. It was maybe we can take some of those and on his behalf put them on the Resonite Twitter. For myself and other people on the team, we do need to be a bit louder about it. There is some element of like we shouldn't be too loud because we're annoying, or like, you know, we're not freaks, we're not posting updates, we're not posting that. But like, I just like it, if it's my Twitter posting it, then I'm just gonna post stuff. But I do need to do that more. There's also the problem of like aggregation right now. There used to be these like multi-tweety pieces of software that would send tweets to like Twitter, Facebook, whatever other social media was good back then. I need one that allows me to do like Mastodon, Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram threads, Facebook, I don't know, the local community centers notice board, like just like I need all of them, right? And if there's a piece of software that does that, do let me know. I'd love to set it up. That piece of software existing or being available to me is the only reason I don't have a Mastodon set up, because if I set up a Mastodon, I just add other stuff to my brain where I'm like, oh yeah, I need to like also post there and also post there, and now my dog has an Instagram, so I've got to post dog photos there. So you know, it's good. Hannah says, how the wiki is, how's the wiki going? The wiki is going. Alex is continuing to talk about something I've said is not suitable. I apologize. It is not suitable. Nuki says, no stack exchange. What about the wiki? The wiki is happening. Voipor says, wikis aren't organic. Yes, wikis are not organic. Stack exchange is a little bit like organic. It's like stack exchange is basically a forum, but like it's rendered in a way that makes it really easy to discover answers to questions and questions. So it's like a question focused forum. Like if you imagine like an RPG character, Stack Exchange specced all the way into like questions and answers. Discord specced into gonna try and do everything but not well. So they're one of those people that are, you know, those Andes that just puts like 1 point in every single skill every time they level up. And the wiki's all the way the other way. Like wiki's like a librarian. It's like, I don't know, like intellect and wisdom, but like not actual strength or charisma. Electronus, you appear to be talking about a protoflux bug. So they talk about a runaway async flux loop that continue to run even after the other nodes were destroyed. That sounds like a bug. I'm not entirely sure. I don't think a boobly-doo that is deleted should do anything. I hate hashtags. I come from the stream. We're out of questions, so I get to rant about hashtags for a second. I come from the streaming space, and so in the streaming space, people did like just really weird stuff with hashtags and Twitter that just like it didn't make sense. And if you sat down and explained it to them, they'd go, "Oh yeah, that makes sense." And then the very next day, they would just do it again because it was like so hardwired into them to do, even if they didn't understand why they were doing it. Like they would put like a link to their stream and then like 15 hashtags, and then like they would like follow like a retweet bot that would then automatically retweet any stream going live announcement. But it's like, well, wait, why? Like I guess the retweet bot gives you a free retweet, but like, why? And the hashtags is basically, and the link to the Twitch stream. It turned the tweet into basically just like a solid wall of blue that was just very difficult to engage with. It's like, all I want is a link to your Twitch stream and what you're streaming and why I should be watching. I don't need your 50,000 hashtags. Like, they don't increase visibility. You can measure it. Oh, which also reminds me, hosting doesn't increase visibility. So like, raids are fine. Raids do. Hosting doesn't. Hosting is a useless feature. Like, what I would much prefer instead of hosting is you visit an offline channel page and it pops a dialogue and it says, Prime is offline, but would you like to talk about these? You know, would you like to take a look at these streamers? That's a good replacement for hosting. Yeah, Ramper, I know hosting's dead. I just like, I could have told them that years ago. But the whole, like, you know, this person's offline, consider these streamers, which are like them. And then you can have a list, right? And you can algorithmically drive that. It'll be a lot more engaging than a host, which literally does nothing. It's just like, what? Anyway, any more additional questions for Resonite or anything else here? Seeing as we're getting a bit ranty. What are we at? 16, 21. Yeah, we've got about another 10 minutes left. So get those questions in if you have them. If you don't have them, that's absolutely fine as well. I just tabbed over to the chat. Remember, I don't answer questions in there, but someone said, did you steal the dog? No, I adopted the dog. I can give you the link to the rescue. They are amazing. I don't see any additional questions right now. Actually, hold on. Nuki says, is there a plan for a centralized system to track all these events? Yes. So we want to do that at some point. You can take a look. I don't know if it even exists yet. Like, I'm a little bit like uncertain now if the website still exists. Yeah, okay, it's gone now. So AltSpace VR had probably the best event system I've seen for a VR platform. I don't know if it was just like the best event system in terms of features, but it was the best, most used event system by the community. So you could go to AltSpace VR's website and you could go to events and it would just be like, here is Guitars and Christians, which was a guitar playing Christian meetup as an event there. And people would actually be there, like 10 to 15 people would show up. And it's like, wow. And then on the other hand, you'd have like, I don't know, like Halo fans meet up, right? And they would also meet up and there'll be like 10 to 15 people there. And it's just like, these two topics are completely distant from each other, but there's events available for them on AltSpace VR's website. And that was great to see. Like, I want to see the like equivalent of that, where you can post events and we get to the point where like the events are so weird that we don't even understand them. It's like there's a group of people that are dedicated to just playing chess. There's the chess event each week. Hell yeah. Like, that would be great to see. Moving on to Ozzy's question. Are you even working with Workflow CI stuff? How much of the published dependencies are finished with it? If they're... That's a question that doesn't really make sense. We got a list. I'll give you a screenshot of the list. It's on a private GitHub issue, but I'll give you a screenshot of the list. Chrome does this annoying thing sometimes where it puts like the title of the web page in my address bar rather than the address. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? Probably have to blur a couple of these list items. Let me see. I think that's the only one I have to blur. Yeah, there we go. Here, Sherrix. Yeah, my head was rotated in such a way that my headphones were like literally touching the microphones. You probably heard it from there. Yeah, there's the list. I'm currently working on mixed space. The reason is because I will get much more dopamine out of completing that block, like it's some form of Tetris, than I would from doing, say, like CS Core, which is the middle of a space that has not many check marks around it. It'll be like, complete the like tower. So that's why I decided to go to mixed space next. One of the problems that we're having is that depending on the library, they get more and more complicated. As an example here, elements.quantity, which is what we did like first. Elements.quantity is just like a C# library, very easy to compile. Mixed space has native dependencies for Linux, Windows, and ARM for Android that were in the repository, and so I had to make those work. So that's what took a long time. And then if you look at ones that aren't checked, they're sort of more higher level items that are really difficult to compile in some cases. It's like, oh yeah, we're doing like fonts or compression or encryption or assets or physics. It's just like harder to compile stuff has been left. Moving to Lex's question, is Counter Resonite usable yet? It should be usable for some things. I don't know if it's usable for all things, but it should be usable for some things. So take a look at that. Hanu says, is there more additions planned to the Resonite Essentials folder? Yes. We're looking for ideas on that front. You can go ahead and open up like a content issue on the GitHub if you have an idea there. One of the things that we're trying to keep in mind is tidiness and also licensability, which we kept slipping on last time. Like, if it goes into Resonite Essentials, we have to basically, as a team, understand that we are saying we recommend whatever this is. And so we're kind of avoiding putting any public folders in right now, because those turn into like, hey, I snuck the public folder of public folders that contains some moderation.resonite.com material in it into Resonite Essentials. If you go like Resonite Essentials, Primes folder, Cheese, Cheese 2, Cheese 3, big public folder of public folders, Ozzy Lex public folder of public folders, like cheese, you get to the naughty stuff. It's like, damn it. So we have to be careful with that. Like it could start a journey that we don't want to do. It'll be on the recording then. Ozzy says, are there any neat updates to dependencies you found by doing worky flow stuff? Fruk's found a bunch. I'll probably find more as I go, but like as an example, we swapped back to some of the mainline versions of some of our dependencies, because we're like, the updates that we forked them for are now included in the mainline build, so we don't need to use our fork anymore. In some cases, we have identified sort of halfway between that, where it's like, okay, we still do need our fork, but what we need our fork for is less, and so we might be able to easily or more easily PR that in. There's also a couple of libraries where I'm like, I don't think we should be using that now because it's like completely under-maintained. Example there being Mime Detective. I looked at that and it's like completely unmaintained. There are better alternatives out there. And a couple of them, I think it was like LZ4 as well, was like, this is unmaintained. We forked it and modified it, but it is unmaintained. So we might want to investigate, maybe do some benchmarks, maybe write some tests to see if we could swap the LZ4 library for, I think it's like, I remember it in my head as the Ben Shapiro LZ4 library. That isn't what it is, but I will explain. Or maybe it wasn't Shapiro. I don't think it's LZ4, but like you can see what I mean. If you go to LZ4 here, you'll see it's like been replaced by Chaos Compression LZ4. One of the other libraries was replaced by a package that had like something that looked like Shapiro into it, and it just like entered my brain into like, look at that later, because we might need to go to like the Shapiro fork or whatever. Not the actual person or associated with them, it's just the way my brain remembered the word. But yeah, like if we wanted to take a look at LZ4.net, which is what we use, which is a fork of whatever, then we would need to see like, hey, does the Chaos Compression LZ4, does that have all the functionality that we need? We'd need to benchmark it as well and be like, hey, is this faster, is this slower? Take a look at the code, see if the code is, you know, of good quantity. On the K4OS compression library, there's a commit that says fake to nuke, and I'm like, okay, gotta look into what that means. That doesn't sound like a good commit message at all. Maybe it's a feature or something that they were working on. I don't know. There we go. Hope you guys don't mind the technical conversation. I know some people just aren't programmers and have no idea what I'm talking about, and I apologize for that. Oh, fake, they mean the faker library. I see. Sometimes in tests you need fake data. So it looks like they are removing the faker library, maybe? Yeah, remove fake, add nuke. It's probably like a fuzzing or a mocking or a data faking library of some kind. Let's go ahead and take a look at the rest of the questions. Alf says, how many devs use Linux in the dev process? Like, literally none of us. In most cases, or any sort of cloud-based stuff does work with Linux. Except for a couple of places, like our asset variant system that has to run on a Windows machine. If we can get that running on a Linux machine, it drastically reduces our costs and makes things a lot simpler to do, but right now it has to run on a Windows machine. Nuki says, if you extend the DAW modular set, would that be something to submit? I'm not sure. For the DAW modular set itself, best to speak to RUV. They'll help you out there. Shadow says, how do pivots work in UIX? I think there's one component that can use it. I think there's like literally one component that can use it, but I don't remember what it is. It's meant to allow you to like rotate them or move them or shift them around by different coordinate spaces, but I don't think it's like it's used. It's meant to be similar to like the origin of an object. It's not, yeah, I meant position, not rotation. Thank you for the clarification there. Sia says, plans on adding more shaders or allowing custom shaders, would that possibly be too taxing on the development side? For updates about custom shaders, you can read the Geen's Graphics Office Hours, which I haven't published yet. So you can't listen to it right now, but like you will be able to once I publish it, which I do intend to do. It's just sometimes I forget stuff. I tap back into the chat, and Andy would like to see the rescue home. Let me do it forever. There you go. They are Seattle-based rescue. I wonder what dogs they've got now, because like it's good, because like I know that like me taking that dog out of the rescue means they could have another dog in their presence. You know, they could have another dog in their ranks. What's truly inspiring, Electro? Electronus? All right. Until Electronus explains what's inspiring, we'll stay here and accept any questions. Oh, this is breaking my heart now. I went to the dog rescue place and then to their pet listings. And on some of the pets, they've got long timer as like a badge. So that means they've been in the rescue a long time. Yeah, maybe like it just like if there's something that I need to do, I will not forget it once. I will forget it twice. And what I mean by forgetting it twice is like, have you walked past like a letter you need to mail multiple times and been like, oh, I should post that, and then you just be like, oh, but my dinner's ready. Ooh, I need the bathroom, and then you just completely forget about it. Yeah, that's life, right? So eventually you'll get it done. That's why we're so adamant on GitHub issues as well. Like, what you're doing is then multiplying that problem by the amount of team members that we have. If it's on GitHub, at some point someone will get to it, and we can also track it and see how important it is to do. Right, Electronus asks, are there plans, ideas to have a UI builder for those of us who UX breaks their brains? I think it would be more like, what I want to see is, you know how facets work? I want to see that in world space. Now, this isn't confirming if this is occurring. This is just sort of like how it could work. Like have a canvas in world space that allows you to put on pieces of UI, and then you wouldn't really need to do the UIX. You would just need to do the component linkages for those pieces of UI. There are basic pieces of UI inside Resonite Essentials, but there isn't really an easy way to sort of integrate those together into the same project. So improving that would be like a good way. Templating would be a concise way to say that, Sam. Thank you so much. So that might be something that we look at. I don't know. It's just an idea floating. I've actually come up with three objects now to kind of describe my development process, at least. If it's an idea floating in the sky, it means like I haven't committed to doing it. I've just thought about it occasionally. There's an idea that's in my bucket, which means like, hey, it's a bucket. Like, I'll do it at some point, but it's in a bucket. And then there's the stack of plates or the stack of dishes, you know, what I'm actually trying to do right now actively. So yeah, that UI thing I talked about, that's in the sky. It's not in my bucket or in my stack of plates. All right, we got one more question, and then another question, which is like jovial, but I'll go for it anyway. Hanu says, if I save a copy of the cloud home, will it take a significant amount of cloud storage, or are the assets free? The assets should be free, but like that process is difficult to define, like how it works. So some of those assets might not be free. Oh my God, this dog just appeared at the dog rescue that I linked, and I'm just like, yeah, that dog face. No, I'm not getting dog 2. It would be really cruel to the apartment, but like, yeah, resist the dog. Let me see how old this post is. Voidpaw says, are there any reparations for Neos Pro? You'd have to speak to Carol about that. hello@neos.com. We have no representation of Neos whatsoever. We just like, it's equivalent of you like going into a Wendy's and trying to return a hairdryer, and you get the, sir, this is a Wendy's meme. Yeah, the dog's fine. Other pictures of the dog are like not as derpy. Although, like, a spotted nose is, like, that dog is very cute. 5 days ago, like, yeah, this dog is still in the rescue. Let me check. If I can find the dog's page, I'll link the dog's page, and then we'll leave off there. How about we go for that? Hell yeah. Their name is Cosmo. And you can, if you're in the Seattle area, they are available for adoption. There you go. That's Cosmo. Maybe we'll have a periodic, like, dog of the week. 6 months old, 27-pound, Aussie Border Collie mix. That thumbnail is like so squished, it's funny. Like, what the hell? And then after on last question, sorry, actually anyone who's still typing, you can go for questions, but no other questions after that. Off says, is there a way of deep cleaning user storage? Because I've heard some people that basically have empty inventories and a lot more storage. Yeah, do request usage report and see what comes back, and then if need be, like, we can delete stuff by record, or you can delete stuff by record, but it shows you what's going on. Void, you got the last question. No other questions past Void's. Lex says, were you going to do any of the LS sections? I did. We did chat out of the week. That went to Rin Earth, Mark Gordley, and Grayson. Very, very helpful to the community at the Furry Convention. And then when I figure it out with Bob, we'll have a guest appearance at a office hours in the future. How many last questions am I going to do? We are now done. My dinner isn't ready. I haven't even cooked dinner. My plans right now are to go take the dog out so the dog can go pee. And then I've got to work with Chroma on some stuff. So, yeah. I will speak to you guys later. If you have any questions, DM me, ping me. I don't really care. Just whatever you want to do. I will speak to you guys later. It was a shorter session. It depends on the questions. We usually go for half an hour, 40 minutes. Sometimes an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. It just depends how much recycling talk we're going about. Recycling is very important. Request usage. Someone can post it. Request usage report. Someone post that in the chat. Thank you. I'm gonna head another off here.